And welcome back to Success Made to Last. This is our CEO in 10 show, and I'm Rick Tokini. Our special guest today is the leader of Seattle-based Caliber Security Partners, Tab Pierce. Tab, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's nice to have you on. Let's start with your own backstory. Tell us about your career journey.
Yeah, so, you know, like you said, Tab Pierce. I grew up in the great state of Washington, grew up down in Tacoma, but now live just north of Seattle. Spent my career early on in sales, and, you know, near and dear to my heart, I'm still a sales guy, and I'll always be a sales guy. About 10 years ago, I formed the Caliber Security Partners, but I've been an entrepreneur my entire life.
Well, very good. What made you leap from being an employee to owning your own company?
I'd love to say there was one reason. I think there were several. One was the company I was working for had been acquired, and, you know, I found myself, you know, I'm going to go do the same thing I've done for the last 10 years for another company that was like the one that was sold. I was about ready to rinse and repeat just kind of looked and said, you know, it's about time for me to do it. And one of the big drivers for doing that was, you know, there was always a buffer between myself and my client as far as, you know, doing what was best for the client versus what the company that I worked for. And so I was beholden to the company, and I kind of had gotten tired of that. And I wanted to really do what was right for the client, and I wanted to kind of remove that buffer, or at least become the buffer myself.
Sure. It's a gigantic move that I made personally 12 years ago, and I've never looked back. When you think about that as your own zero moment of truth, you hanging out your own shingle and saying, I'm not going to rinse and repeat again. What do you think pushed you over the edge?
It's funny, a belief, you know, the belief that I could do it, you know, that I had what it took to accomplish that, seeing other people that I had worked for that I felt I was either as capable, if not more capable than they were. That was probably the first part. And, you know, another part was, the likelihood of going to another company, helping them, you know, achieve a point of being acquired, then having to rinse and repeat one more time. You know, all of those were kind of tipping points that just kind of pushed me into doing it.
Yeah, it's great advice that Tab is giving to you guys and gals out there that are currently working for another company. But it's not easy, and you've got to
Yeah, not easy. That's probably the understatement of today.
When it comes to what keeps you up at night from, let's say, 12 years ago versus now, how has that evolved?
It evolves, just to a higher state. Yeah. Early on, it was, you know, getting enough business to have my wife not look at me and say, are you done playing? You want to go get a job now? That was the early on, keeping me up. Now it's more of the, you know, how do we take what we have and what we've created and other things, because this isn't my only creation, but, you know, at Caliber, how do we take what we created and really build on that and create something magnificent? And that's what keeps me up is what are we doing to create something that is, you know, magnificent.
I love that. Hey, what have you done during the 2020 pandemic to keep Caliber roaring forward?
I can't remember who it was that said it, but they made a statement, and I read this probably about a year ago, was never waste a good catastrophe. And, you know, that's kind of what we're in right now. And, you know, what we've done and what we do at Caliber is, you know, we're full throttle. I mean, we've hired, I think, 8 people since the pandemic March timeframe. And, you know, the mentality is, you know, while others are resting, while others are licking their wounds, while others are looking around and saying things are bad, we're hunkering down and we're pushing forward and we're making amazing headway. We actually hit our annual sales quota in June. We just continue to push like, you know, we're not wasting a good catastrophe.
Give us a little commercial for Caliber, the company that never wastes a good catastrophe.
Well, you know, in the grand attempt to be, you know, simplistic for everybody, Caliber Security Partners is a cybersecurity services firm. So companies turn to us for anything ethical hacking, testing mobile and web applications, testing networks, testing pretty much anything, you know, and then we also do things like governance, risk, and compliance, helping companies develop policies and procedures and all that, I'll do air quotes, fun stuff. It's fun for our guys that do it. Nah, not for me, but it's very much needed.
Tab, how have you separated yourself from others, considering that some people would say that you are selling commodity services?
I think that would be an accurate statement. You know, it's for us, everything boils down, and it sounds cliche, but it really does. It boils down to the relationships. It's, you know, who is going to recommend us because we do what's right by them. You know, we will always do what's right by our client. And that's the differentiator, is the relationships. It's, you know, are people going to, you know, I mean, our goal, and, you know, it's something we continue to strive for, is to create a community of raving fans. And, it's all about that relationship.
Community of raving fans. Just love that. Is that statement on your website?
It should be, but I don't think it is.
Well, it's dripping with passion, and it gives a reason for others to want to be talking to Caliber.
You know, we need more, but we're on our way.
Before we talk about your favorite mentors, you mentioned your wife. When we started our own company 12 years ago, my wife and I had to come to some agreement because running a business together and being married often takes heightened communication. What advice would you provide to those considering the leap into ownership?
This was something learned. I didn't start off this way, but about 4.5 years ago, my company, we made some colossal mistakes, and we found ourselves $750,000 in debt to 18 different creditors. And coming out of that was unbelievably ruthless. It was brutal. It was painful. All of those, it was everything. And I wrote a book about the experience. And it wasn't until I'd asked my wife, I said, hey, would you write a chapter? Would you write the first chapter of the book? And it wasn't until I read the chapter that I realized, wow, she was this amazing support to me, and she didn't have that. And so... My recommendation would be to communicate, to really listen, to even though, you know, you may be their, they may be your sounding board, you need to be theirs, and, you know, you need to be sensitive to not that I felt like I dumped on her, but I leaned on her, but I wasn't there for her to lean on me. So it's a two-way street, and just remember that.
Wow, that's solid advice. What is the name of the book, and where can we buy it today?
It's the name of the book is Upsurge, Wreckage to Triumph, Rebuilding Your Personal and Business Life. And, well, you can get it on my website at tabpierce.com. You can get it on Amazon, and you can get it on Audible. Excellent. For all those people out there that are like me that want to listen and not actually read words anymore.
Which is a lot of our audience. Okay, Tab, let's move to favorite mentors. Tell us about your big influencers that you'd like to thank on the air today.
You know, there's I'm a big believer that there's no one size fits all mentor. And you need different mentors for different things. You know, early on in my life, it was Napoleon Hill, and just reading, reading his work, and obviously he's long since passed. Then later on, another individual who I discovered, who I find phenomenal, who passed way before Napoleon Hill, is a gentleman by the name of Charles Hanel, who wrote a program called The Master Key System, which is still my favorite. But right now, probably my living mentor is a gentleman by the name of Tim Grover, who wrote a book called Relentless. And he was instrumental in helping me get through all of those troubles with our business and just how to mentally handle myself and things like that.
You know, you basically said that there's lots of virtual mentors out there. Mine were Zig Ziglar and Stephen Covey, even though I spent 3 or 4 hours with each of them. And talking about Tim Grover's Relentless, why is that book so special to you today?
I've gotten to know Tim. One thing I'll tell people is that if you really want to get to know somebody, reach out. Just bug the snot out of them. And so I've gotten to know Tim over time. What really impressed me about Tim was that, you know, in his own admission, he's focused. You know, if you want relationship advice, don't go to him. You want business advice, don't go to him. But, you know, his claim to fame is, being a mental coach and a physical coach to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade and others. And what's so good about him is that if you're lacking mental toughness or if you need just a good kick in the seat of your pants, he's the guy. I mean, the book titled Relentless is properly titled.
That is intriguing. So are you part Michael Jordan?
Am I part Michael Jordan? Probably 100% in my fantasies and wildest dreams. But as far as anything else, I'd probably say no.
The reason I ask is that I interviewed Coach Drew Joyce recently, the high school mentor to LeBron James, and he had some great jewels of advice that I think we can all apply now and then. So I guess it's important, especially considering my inability to play basketball now. But his advice was all about teamwork and really preached the we versus me mentality.
Well, I think so, too. And all kidding aside, you know, parts of, you know, if I was to look at somebody, like a Michael Jordan, probably the parts that I have is an expectation that people will rise to my level.
Yep.
Not that I will go down to their level, but that they have to rise up to mine. And that's, you know, that sounds arrogant, and perhaps it is. But, when you run a business, you know, nobody's going to care about it like you care about it.
Well, thanks for that. So let's close with one final signature question. What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
I would. I would first say be careful of where you get your advice. Lots of people have advice, not a lot of people have experience. And a lot of people that give you advice have nothing to base that advice on. So you have to be careful. The other thing I would say is if somebody says you can't do it, and that it's not possible, or that you don't have this, or you don't have that, you're too young, whatever, you know, just don't listen. You know, nobody has the right to tell you that. And honestly, you don't have the right to listen to those things that are going to slow you down. If they're going to slow you down, you need to not listen.
Now you're quoting Eleanor Roosevelt.
I'm channeling my inner Eleanor. Okay.
Plus MJ's relentlessness. Wow. Hey, Tab, we're so grateful for you being on our Success Made to Last CEO and 10 show today. Tell our listeners where they can find out more about Caliber and purchase your book, Upsurge.
Well, you know, they can find out about Caliber at calibersecurity.com. If they want to find out more about me, or if they want to reach out to me, they can do that at tabpierce.com. Again, Upsurge, you can get it at tabpierce.com, but you can also get it at Audible or Amazon.
Excellent. We sure appreciate you being on today, and extend our thanks to your wife as well.
Great. Thank you.
That was Tab Pierce, president of Caliber Security. We appreciate him being on our show today. This program is brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisors. We sure appreciate our advisor, Serban Marasini, and you'll hear a little bit more about him in a commercial we'll run here. Hey, thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.